I'm going to be quite honest with you tonight that went up to youth rally on Friday night at County Line and snuck out of there and left my Bible there. It's not a good thing to do. Well, we got Sister Bethany to preach this morning. And thought I had it made tonight. And I got plenty of Bibles. But when you got that one Bible that you study out of and you read out of, and you don't want to get rid of it ever. I mean, it can be falling apart, you know what I mean? And you can't hardly get rid of it because you know where everything is in there. And so that's one mark against me tonight. Second mark is while we was at youth rally, Brother Jeff Owens was there, and he pastors out West Texas, and he said that he'd come up for Mother's Day. His in-laws live up by Texarkana, so he said he's going to be here tonight and to preach for us. Well, he was on his way down here and had car trouble, so I found out he couldn't come about an hour before service. And so y'all might be in some bad trouble tonight. But I'm going to try to preach to you tonight from Zephaniah. Anybody know where Zephaniah is? The book of Zephaniah. It's right before the book of Haggai. Does that help you at all? And it's right after the book of Habakkuk. Does that help y'all anymore? I'm trying to help you. Zephaniah is right in the middle of Haggai and Habakkuk. It's between them. It's got about three books after it, and then it's the New Testament. So real close to the Old Testament, there's the book of Zephaniah. Now, I've got a verse of Scripture here that's been on my heart for several days, and I feel like the Lord would like to speak to us tonight. And I don't know what's going on here tonight, but I feel like the Lord is wanting to meet needs in this place. Amen. I feel like that maybe somebody come in here tonight to get help from God. And the Lord can do it for you. The Lord can give you help from Him. And He's able. Hallelujah. And if we'll just reach out to Him, no matter what your need may be, God can meet that need tonight. And let's believe Him too. Let's believe the Lord to have His way. Amen. Zephaniah chapter number 2, and I'd like to read verse number 3. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." I want to read that verse of Scripture again. "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness." And then listen this right here. Let's get this right here. Listen to this. "It may be." Did you hear that? It may be. In other words, it might. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us. I don't know how y'all are feeling when I look around at this world, but our world is on a downhill run. People are facing troubles they never dreamed they would face. Never dreamed they would face. Our world is in a mess. And I'm going to tell you, church, the Lord is not happy when we don't walk after His ways. And America's not walking after God's ways. Now, you can put it any way you want to. We're not walking the straight and narrow path as a whole. And somebody said that the Lord was going to have to bring back Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'm almost going to let you sit down. Going to have to raise Sodom and Gomorrah back up and apologize to them if he lets America go much further. Well, how do you figure on that? Well, we have had a greater opportunity than Sodom and Gomorrah had. They was wicked heathen people. We are claiming to be a Christian nation. We have a Bible. How many homes in America have a Bible in it somewhere? They don't mean they read it. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know what I'm going to title this message tonight, Mr. Soundman. But don't title it yet. I might come up with something before I get done. Don't title it for me yet. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have no Bible. Somebody wrote a book, said that Sodom had no Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have no Bible. I'm going to tell you, you might be worried about North Korea, and rightfully so, but I tell you what's the greater danger is the U.S. Supreme Court. And if they pass that gay marriage, we better watch out. I know I'm just a young preacher. I know I'm nobody, but you tell whoever you want to tell. This preacher said if they pass and they legalize same-sex marriage, God's coming after us. I'm telling you, God's going to come after us. There's no telling what'll happen after that. You just mark it down. It ain't happened yet, but if they pass it, mark this preacher's word down, trouble's coming to this land. From God. There'll be natural disasters and there could be wars on our soil. It's a shame that they even got it in there without casting it out. It's a shame. That's where we are. You'd be surprised at the people across this land that support it. Amen. And we better watch out. But the Bible says right here that we may be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. There's coming a day where the Bible don't say the ordinary people was going to run to the rocks and mountains and say, fall on us. The Bible don't say ordinary people would do that. He said the kings and the great men of the earth are going to run to the leaders in this world. World leaders are the ones that's going to run to the mountains and say, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. It's not all the ordinary people. It's the leaders. The great men of the earth are going to run to the rocks and the mountains and say, fall on us. Amen. Hide us from that day. If you read in Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteneth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, day of trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. I'm telling you, you could take the abortions and the abortions that America has done since it was legalized, and it would be rivers that would flow through our land. Amen. Of blood of unborn children. Amen. They're talking about, I don't want to get into stuff, but I'm talking about they was mentioning about that man that done that hideous crime up there in Ohio and had those women captive and how he beat that one woman. And they ought to hang him up by his toes. You know that. Amen. What a beast of a man. But they're talking about giving him the death penalty or possibility, you know, and because him killing them unborn children. Why, sure, amen, they ought to give him the death penalty. And they ought to give everybody else that's ever committed abortion the death penalty. Because it's the same thing as murder. Amen, but we legalize it and God's not happy. Amen, God sits on the throne. Amen, when he has blessed our land, he has blessed our country. And he's blessed men and women in this place. And he's given them wisdom and knowledge and inventions to better their life and better the world we live in. And they slap him in the face when they kill their unborn children. You know why they kill their unborn children? It's because they care about the dollar. And they care about things in this world more than they do about life. They love their sinning. That's why they legalize the morning after pill. Amen. Nothing doing. Tell them, amen, to stay away. And God's got to help me right here. I'll get carried away. Amen. But God help us. Amen. They legalize things. And it don't change nothing with God's law. You know, I mean, they can do whatever they want to in Washington. They can do whatever they want to at City Hall. It don't change the black back book. It doesn't change God's law. You can do whatever you want to in your family, in your marriage, in your home. You can go to the divorce court. It don't change God's law. Amen. The sentence for life. Amen. You can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't change God's law. The Bible said, I that sit in the heavens will laugh. I mean, let them get together. Let the, what do they call that, the G8? The UN, let them get together. God don't get nervous when they get together. God doesn't get shook up when they call an emergency meeting on Capitol Hill. He don't get nervous. The Bible said, I that sit in the heavens will laugh. You're talking about the power of God. Amen, that can sweep through. You know, when that tornado went through Joplin, Missouri. See, my grandpa and grandma lived in Joplin. We used to go to Joplin when I was a kid. And they pastored, their church was on 13th Street, I believe, and that tornado went down 15th Street. And Brother Bob and Sister Bobby, they got children live up there in the area. I mean, God sent that tornado right through there, amen, and just swapped it right out. I mean, just knocked it out. And you wouldn't believe the homosexuals that live in Joplin. Amen. They're all getting together and all that. And God says, all right, he drops a tornado down there and sends it right down 15th Street and killed so many of them. That's just a warning. Friend, that ain't nothing in comparison to what we'll see. Amen. As long as this world keeps a going, and I'm telling you, it's a keeping on going. Amen. And the church better wake up. And what are we going to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I? I mean, our world is on the wrong track. You hear me? Amen. The train is on the wrong track. The road, the car is going down the wrong way. Amen. But what do we do? What are we supposed to do? I'm telling you, it's clear as a bell right here. Amen. It's just as plain as night and day. Amen. It's just right here. It says, seek ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, seek his righteousness. Hallelujah. He said, seek his meekness. And it may be that you'll be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. You know, history just repeats itself over and over and over. And God's going to decide how long he's going to let it go. And I'm telling you, amen, it ain't going to go much longer. The things that is going on over there in Israel, and I know I'm a young man. And I keep saying that like I'm trying to convince myself, but I really am. I mean, I'm still in my 20s. Sister Bethany's in her 30s. But she's not in here to defend herself. But, you know, there was a time when preachers, my grandpa preached for 50 years and he died 2005. There was a time if those old men was standing behind the pulpit and in their prime, Brother David Doyle, they'd be so shook up at the prophecy that's being fulfilled every day. Every day prophecy's being fulfilled. I mean, that Middle East is a ticking time bomb. And you see, this is it. You hear me? This is it. Jesus said, this generation will not pass away until all be fulfilled. Jesus said, amen. He said, watch that fig tree. And when that fig tree blossoms, he said, this generation will not pass away. Well, Israel became a nation in 1948. And Jesus said, when Israel became a nation, that this generation wouldn't pass away until everything is fulfilled. How many years ago? I'm not good at math. How many years ago was 1948? Anybody here born 1950? How many? 75 years ago. Is that right? 65 years ago? Well, I'm glad I didn't do the math. Anyways, Jesus said this generation wouldn't pass away. Let me ask you something tonight. If the Lord came back tonight, would you go? It ain't going to matter how much money you got in the bank if the Lord comes back. It's not going to matter what your neighbor thinks about you. It's going to matter is your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Matter of fact, you can have all my money. It ain't much. You can have my house, my car. I remember, amen, I was riding down the road with this young man one time, and he wasn't living right. I was praying and thinking about the coming of the Lord. Brother Marty, I said, son, if the Lord comes while we're on this trip, you just go ahead and take over the wheel here and don't let it wreck. Because he wasn't ready, and he knew he wasn't ready. He wasn't saved. He looked at me. I said, you know you ain't going. You ain't ready to meet the Lord. Amen. You can have this truck and all everything, but it ain't going to do no good. I'm telling you, there's nothing worth missing the coming of the Lord over. Not money, not relationships, not a girlfriend, young people, not a boyfriend. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching here tonight. Amen. The Lord is coming soon. Amen. Trouble is coming soon. Amen. And the only way we're going to make it is if we seek the Lord. The scripture here says, seek ye the Lord. Seek his righteousness. Have a desire to live right. Amen. I'm talking about that driving point. What is your driving point? Is church your driving point? Get about church time. I mean, something starts. You know, Brother McDonald's preaching over here in the tent revival, and he's talking about if the Lord lives in you, you know, he'll start rising up. He'll start rising up to read that Bible and pray in the morning. Amen. Spending time with him and coming to church. But, amen, seek righteousness, he said. Seek righteousness. Look after righteousness. You're not going to become righteous by just sitting around twiddling your thumb. You know, my grandma had a deal, and it was a little box right here, about like this, and it was called a do-nothing. She had that the whole time we'd go up here. I don't know who got that thing. It probably wasn't worth a dime, but somebody got that thing. Has to have it somewhere. Called a do-nothing. And you twisted the handle, and it had a little track in there. And one went this way and this way, and you kept trying to hit them, but it wouldn't hit. They wouldn't hit. One would go this way, and you just sit there and just do like this. And, you know, just do nothing. That's what people do to church. Come to church. You need to bring your do nothing with you. You don't praise the Lord. You don't put nothing in the offering. Y'all are looking at me, and I'm looking right back at you. You don't say amen to the preacher. Hello, you don't sing, you don't testify, you don't shout, you don't, come on, you need to get one of them do nothing, sit there and do like this, just sit right there, I'm at church. I remember my grandma sat over there and said, that's a do nothing, you bored? And we'd sit there and just run that thing around, and it, you know, it'd occupy you for a little while, but it was called a do nothing. I'm telling you what, amen, we come to the house of God, we've got to seek righteousness. So I don't know about that, what that preacher's preaching. Well, have you checked it out in the Word of God?
Have you checked it out? Have you went home and dug in the Bible and said, I want to know if what he said was true. I want to know if what that church is preaching is the truth. I want to know if what that seek righteousness. Look after it. Amen. The Bible said, seek and you shall find. If you seek after God, you'll find him. Amen. He said, seek the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, all those that seek me, find me. Hallelujah. He said, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about being hid. There's coming a day, amen, where people are going to wish they had came to church. They're going to wish they'd have paid their tithes. They're going to wish they'd have worshiped God. Amen. But it's going to be too late on that day. But it's not too late tonight, thank God. It's not too late yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, while there's still time, make up your mind. Amen. You can't stand there. Amen. Do I want to serve the Lord? Do I want to keep sinning? You got to make up your mind. Amen. Because times are running out. Amen. That clicker's a clicking. Amen. The Lord is coming soon. And friend, you mark down what this preacher says. You don't want to be left here. Amen. There's nothing worth staying over. Amen. There's nothing worth missing the rapture over. It's going to be worth it to go to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Seek righteousness. Look after it. Look after that righteousness. How can I become a better husband? How can I, instead of just calling your wife out on all her mistakes, look in the mirror every once in a while. How can I become a better man? How can I become a better wife? Instead of calling the husband out on his mistake, how can I become a better wife? How can I become a better parent? How, instead of, you know, children make mistakes, of course. Amen. But instead of that, amen, oh, God help us. How can I be a more holy father, a holy daddy, or a holy mother? This is Mother's Day. How can I become a better person? He said, if you'll seek righteousness, it may be that you'll be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. The Bible said the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. There's coming a time where God's not going to put up with it anymore, church. Amen. He's not going to put up with it anymore. He's going to say, America, I gave you a chance. Amen. I gave you preachers that tell you the truth and you wouldn't listen. Amen. I gave you mamas and daddies that prayed for you, but you went on your own way. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. And God's going to send his judgment on our land. But if we'll seek after righteousness, church, if we'll seek after the Lord, the scripture says it may be that we can be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Hid. 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 Like that mama hen hides her chickens under his wings, under her wings. Hid. Camouflaged from the devil. Hallelujah. I'm talking about an immunity. Immunity. If I can say that right. Brother Curtis tells about that man out there in West Texas had them cotton farms, and the army worms was coming in when the cotton was tender and not ready. He said that he got his children out there and walked the lines and prayed. Now listen to me. They said that the army worms came up to the line. They came to the line on the field and turned around and marched back. I'm talking about God. God's got control over your finances. What are you looking at me like that for? God can control everything about you. And if you'll do it God's way, you'll never be sorry. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song saying, I've never been sorry that I trusted his name. Have you ever met a sold out Christian that said, I wished I wouldn't have served the Lord? Have you ever met anybody taking their last breath and said, oh, I wish I wouldn't have served the Lord? But there's been many of them. Amen. When they got down to the end, they said, oh, I wish I would have served the Lord. I wish I would have. God's in control. God's able to fix your problem. Like he said tonight, he's the fix-it man. He fixes souls and bodies all over the land. Amen. God can fix it while you're sitting in the pew tonight. He can fix it at the altar tonight. But you gotta seek the Lord. I don't want to preach doom and gloom. Say you're a doom and gloom preacher. I don't want to. I wish I could stand and tell you God's going to bless America. But I can't. You listen to me. There's trouble coming. There's hard days coming. Why? Because we've turned our back on God. And God's not happy with that, friend. He's not happy with it. I'm talking about when God blessed our land. God's the reason we won them wars. God's the reason that, amen, he stopped this and stopped that. It's because God did it. They talk about in World War II, they talked about the white soldier. And it was like a being that would come and carry sometimes those men off of the wounded field. Said the enemy would fill him with bullets. And Brother John ain't here tonight. I don't know if anybody was in Vietnam, but I think they talked about that white soldier in Vietnam too. But we know it was the Lord fighting on our side. Hallelujah. You know what won World War II? Praying people. You talk to them old timers that would remember. Sister Bass, there's a praying when we was in the war. The churches was praying. People was praying. You didn't hear nobody talking about, amen, politically correct or praying in this name or that name. They met at City Hall and prayed for our boys. Amen. And prayed for our soldiers. Amen. But we're living in 2013. And we're spitting in the face of God. And saying we don't love your son Jesus. Amen. Don't preach in Jesus' name. Just preaching the name of God. Amen. But I want to tell you something. God's not happy with it. When he's blessed us and helped us. And what about your family? What about your opportunity? How God's blessed you. And how God's touched you. And you've got an opportunity to live for God. And you've got an opportunity to please God. But instead you choose to go on your own way. Instead you choose to live just like you want to live. Instead, ain't no preacher gonna tell me what to do. Hey, stop listening to the preacher and get the Bible out and start reading it every day and get a prayer life and walk with God and talk with him. And the Bible said if you'll seek the Lord and if you'll seek his righteousness, it may be, you might be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. I'm almost done, but I want to read you a few verses of scripture tonight. The book of Psalm chapter 91. Verse number 1. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Amen. I will say of the Lord, he is my what? Refuge. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about a refuge, church. I'm talking about being hid. God's able to do it. Amen. I know this is something small. Amen. But I'm going to tell it tonight. But Jody was staying up there in Highway 80 Mission. He stayed there for a while. I'm glad God's been good to him. He's got him a house now and serving the Lord. You serve the Lord long enough, God will help you. Can I get a witness? Amen, Jody.
One time we was in prayer meeting here, and he's standing up there at the homeless mission, and I appreciate the work they do up there. And he come up here it was in the middle of prayer meeting, Brother Sam. He said, I left my wallet. I just felt my wallet wasn't here. He said, I know it's there on my bunk or somewhere. He said, it's got my ID, my Social Security card. And I said, how much money? I ain't worried about the money. He said, I'm worried about the other stuff. If I lose that and have to go through everything, get my ID, get this, that, all that stuff. I said, Jody, let's pray that God will make it invisible or blind everybody that comes by. Now, you're talking about a homeless mission now. You hear me? People ain't going to see a wallet and leave it laying there. Don't tell me that. I don't believe you. We prayed. Went back. What, an hour or two later? The wallet was laying on the ground. Nobody had touched it. I'm talking about a homeless mission. The money was still in there. Everything. You can't tell me that wasn't God. That was God. How many men walked by there while he's here at prayer meeting in that 2 or 3 hour period? Amen. And how many men walked by there, Brother Chris, and saw that wallet? Nobody saw the wallet because God either made it invisible. One of three things. Either God made it invisible, amen, he blinded every man that walked by there, or he scared them to death, and God could do all three of them at the same time. He could have made it invisible. Amen. He could have gave them a warning. Don't touch that wallet. Amen. God could have done all three of them. It don't matter to me. And I don't care how God protects me in the end, but I want my family protected. I want my marriage protected. I want to be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. I want to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. You know what a refuge is? It's where you run. Amen. And get in there and hide and protect it. Amen. I'm telling you what, the Lord is my refuge, the psalmist said. Amen. Does somebody need a refuge tonight? Does somebody need a place to run to? The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You might not be safe in this whole world we live in, but you're safe through the name of Jesus. You might not be safe. Amen. Your family may be on the rocks. Amen. You may have no way. Amen. But the Bible said the Lord is my refuge. Woo! I'm going to keep on reading. Keep on seeking the Lord tonight, church. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Verse number 7, 1,000 will fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Woo! Verse number 10, amen. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Oh, glory to God. Lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a refuge. I'm talking about safety tonight. If you're out there and you're fearing for your life, you're fearing for your marriage, you're fearing for your home, amen, I'm telling you what you got to do. Amen, you ain't coming to this church, you ain't coming to this preacher, but come to God tonight and seek the Lord. The Bible said seek the Lord, seek his righteousness. Amen, it may be that the Lord will give you deliverance tonight. Amen, you're here tonight, don't sit back. You come in this place with a need, you come in this place with a desire to get help from God, don't sit back there in that pew. Get up here with the saints of God. Amen. And say, Lord, I need help from you. Amen. I don't know how it's all done.
amen, but I'm not going to that preacher. I'm going to God. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord will build a hedge about you. The Lord will build a hedge about your mind. If you're facing mental problems or depression or oppression, amen, and the devil is attacking your mind, the Lord can build a hedge about your mind, your marriage, your home, your finances. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. You got a need tonight. I want you to come. The altars are already full, but come on in here. You got a need tonight. The Bible said, seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Seek his righteousness. Seek his meekness. Seek after the ways of God. Maybe that the Lord will do it for you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. You need a touch from the Lord. Right now is the time to press in. While the waters are troubled is the time to press in. While the waters is troubled is the time to reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to answer your cry. He's passing by this moment. The Lord's able to heal. The Lord's able to deliver. The Lord's able to meet any need tonight. The Lord's able to do it tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, seek the Lord.